Rendez-vous de la Francophonie is an annual celebration that promotes the French language, heritage, and its numerous cultural expressions. It runs March 3rd to 23rd in communities across Canada. La Fondation canadienne pour le dialogue des cultures, in partnership with the National Campus and Community Radio Association through the Community Radio Fund of Canada and this station, present the RBF series January through March of 2016. For more information, check out www.ncra.ca/RBF.
Hello, I'm Phil Taylor with Erin Radio 88.1 FM, CHES. In the next half hour, I will be exploring French immersion in the small town of Erin, Ontario.
Séverine, Séverine, dans mes rêves, je t'ai trouvé. Désolé, mais je dois partir.
When I was a boy a few decades ago, French teaching was just coming into schools in Ontario, and I remember taking a French class in my primary school. Unfortunately, there wasn't enough exposure for me to learn anything beyond the rudimentary elements of the language, but it's a different story for today's children. French immersion teaching in English schools is now widely available across the country, and participation rates among students has increased year over year. I sat down with Wellington County School Trustee Catherine Cooper to give me an outline of French immersion teaching in our local Upper Grand District School Board. So, Catherine, give us a primer on the Upper Grand District School Board's French immersion program.
Well, French immersion in the Upper Grand District School Board is a program where children from junior kindergarten or senior kindergarten start taking French at 100%. So they're in 100% French learning until they hit grade 3. Then in grade 4, they start with 80% French, and then they're at 20%. By grades 8 and 7, they're up to 50% French, 50% English. And then when they go on to high school, they accumulate a number of credits that will help them to get a French immersion certificate from the Ministry of Education. And it gives them the opportunity to go into different jobs, to see the world and be able to interact with different cultures. And we also know that there's cognitive opportunities associated with French immersion. In fact, our kids in French immersion in the Upper Grand District School Board do better on EQAO testing than other kids do. So it's really a good learning opportunity for children.
Okay. Now, give us an idea of how many students we're talking about here.
The Upper Grand District School Board has approximately 4,500 students right now in French immersion of our 33,000 students. So there's about a 17% participation rate. That is growing annually, over 8% every year. We're very lucky in the small town of Erin, where we've had this program here for more than 20 years. And in fact, the first French immersion program within the Upper Grand was in the town of Erin. And our participation rate is 40 to 50%.
Now, I've heard of this term called dual track. Tell us about that.
So we have a dual track system in Erin. At each of the schools, there are English children and French children at the same school. That's considered to be a dual track school. In each of the schools, the percentage of French students to English students is different. So at Brisbane Public School, about 64% of the students are French immersion students. At Erin Public School, it's only about 17% are French immersion students, and it's about the same at the high school.
When I decided to produce a show about French immersion, one question I had was how English students fared in English studies. If they were studying French immersion full-time, wouldn't their English skills suffer? The Education Quality and Accountability Office, or EQAO, is an independent agency that creates and administers large-scale assessments to measure Ontario students' achievement in reading, writing, and math at key stages of their education. All EQAO assessments are done by Ontario educators to align with the Ontario curriculum. The assessments evaluate students' achievement objectively in relation to a common provincial standard. Catherine Cooper.
according to our EQAO reports, the students in French immersion do have higher test scores than students in the regular track English program on average. And part of that could be because of learning a different language. There's different cognitive abilities that are developed. It could be because some students are going into the program in order to be challenged because they're already good quality students, and so they're attracted into that program. So there's a variety of different reasons possibly why that happens, but it is a trend across the board that you have higher EQAO scores in French immersion. And it's quite interesting, actually, because you think about, and I have a son who went into French immersion, they don't read or write in English until they hit grade 2, and in which case they're starting to get 20% in English. And it's amazing to see them read and write in French and then be able to pick up a book in English and start reading it simply because they've learned French. It magically happens. And as a parent, you're very worried because you're thinking your child has not had any English reading or writing until they hit grade 2. And how, heaven's name, are they going to be able to start reading and writing? And they just can.
Brisbane Public School French immersion teacher Roger Siegel concurs.
Data does show that students enrolled in French immersion programs often show a very strong academic achievement. A recent study from Northwestern University noted that people speaking more than one language are exercising their brain and making it more prepared to take on different types of brain-challenging tasks. A recent study that's been published online in the journal Brain and Language can perhaps provide your listeners with a little more context and clarity about what I mean as far as brain exercise and brain-challenging tasks goes. The lead researcher was Dr. Veronica Marion and her team. They asked bilingual volunteers, functionally bilingual volunteers, second language learners, to perform a language comprehension task. And that included hearing a word and then being asked to look at a corresponding photo. So, for example, after hearing the word cloud, they were shown four pictures. One of them might have been a clown, similar sounding words. The goal of the experiment was to see how well the participants were able to recognize the correct word and ignore similar sounding competing words that would represent external stimuli, distraction even. So the results showed that the second language learners and the bilingual speakers were able to filter out those competing words. Their brains were already used to controlling two languages and inhibiting the irrelevant words. So what does that mean for French immersion students? That they demonstrate a high level of mental flexibility from a very young age. That also extends to an ability to think more independently of words and to have a higher awareness of concept formation. So French immersion students may learn more quickly to read at a less literal level. That's not to say that those skills don't develop in first language learners, but it seems to be that French immersion learners develop these abilities quickly and at a younger age, by and far.
On boit, on sort, on s'invente des brouillards. On s'abandonne dans d'autres bras d'un soir. Nous ne sommes pas des saints, pas des saints. Et puis un jour on se remet debout, parce qu'on accepte qu'il n'y ait plus de nous. Faut vivre ça pour pas devenir fou. Seuls nous sommes quelques-uns.
Enregistrer, ça veut dire tout.
Ça, c'est record.
Il enregistre nos conversations.
Oh, mais ça, c'est un rapporteur.
D'accord.
Oui, ça, c'est un rapporteur.
Cela, c'est le rapporteur.
Please. Oh.
And that is the sound of French immersion being taught in Roger Siegel's primary school French immersion class. I asked Roger how he got involved in French immersion teaching. So, Roger, tell us a little bit about your background, and did you take French immersion when you were in school?
Interestingly, no, I did not. I took core French right through to the end of grade 13, But back in the day, to become a French immersion teacher here in the province as an Anglophone first language speaker, I was required to spend a year abroad in France or Quebec. It was the third year of university. I applied for a particular program at the University of Waterloo that included a year abroad in France, and I was accepted to study there. And that was the linchpin in my French immersion instruction. Core French, even after grade 13, my grammar was impeccable, my writing was solid, but my oral ability lacked confidence and clarity. It was that immersion year for that year that those pieces of the puzzle came together. And I would say that I came home bilingual. But even after the first 2 years of university, I felt still a lack of confidence to express myself orally at real time. I would think, I would reflect, it came slower, but that year abroad made the difference. So I often compare where I was at to where my students are at. In grade four, I would consider the vast majority of them functionally bilingual. They could carry on a conversation, and they're only 9 years old. Now they do need to, of course, develop their vocabulary base, their descriptive language, but in terms of functional bilingualism, they're already there.
Right. So tell me about some of the challenges that present themselves when teaching French immersion that might not be there for teachers teaching English, for example.
I think the greatest challenge for my students is how much support they can get at home. The vast majority of our students' parents do not speak French, or perhaps one of them has a little bit of background. But to sit down with a student and unpack a chapter novel or mathematical concepts in language is beyond most parents in our program. So there is a challenge there, how much support the kids can get at home.
Severine. Séverine, dans mes rêves, je t'ai trouvé. Désolé, mais je dois partir. Je voulais vous dire que tout va me manquer. Séverine.
It seems that home support for French immersion will be a challenge for some time to come. But when it comes to managing a dual-track school, the challenges and benefits are pretty much the same as they would be in an English school only, according to Rina Anand, principal at Brisbane Public School.
Sure. So this is my second year here at Brisbane as principal. My name's Rina Anand, and it's a great community, great school, awesome parent support, and I'm really enjoying my time here. I've taught core French in the past. I actually taught at Osborne, just up the road, core French intermediate, and I've taught French immersion as well. I think that helps to have some insight in terms of how to, you know, manage a school with French immersion and English, because we're dual track. We have 3/4 of our population is French immersion, and we have 1/4 English. So it's quite nice because the students who are learning core French, so French as a second language, have that opportunity to hear French in the halls, and it's more of an immersion-based setting. So they have that opportunity to connect with the other students. And, you know, it's nice because they do interact quite well. In terms of the way you manage a school, there's not a whole lot of difference other than we try to bring in some French culture. We get French cultural funding from the school board, and it's, you know, a little amount, but we try to promote French speaking through song, culture, a variety of speakers that come in, and both for our core French students and for our French immersion students. So we've had Roland Bibeau come in before, and he's a musician who does a lot of, who's, you know, lots of great French songs that are engaging for the students. We've had people who come in and do French cuisine cooking with students in the past. We do have a kitchen here, obviously, for the staff, and we also have a servery. So they would sign up classes and, you know, introduce students to different kinds of French cuisine. You know, les crêpes, for example, they've made those before, just talking to the students about how French cuisine is different and using the terminology and the vocabulary in French. And then they have an opportunity to make something, and then the final product, obviously tasting it. So that's a lot of fun for them.
Speaking with enthusiastic teachers and leaders like Rina Anand, I got the sense that French teaching these days was much more interactive and even playful, with an emphasis on teaching French in a more practical way than had been done in the past. Christina Schilling is a French immersion teacher at Aaron District High School. In addition, she is a French curriculum leader for the Upper Grand District School Board. In this capacity, Christina organizes professional development for teachers and works with teachers to improve French instruction. I ask Christina how French teaching has evolved over the years.
Part of my day is spent working at the board level with teachers on our programming and how we are changing our pedagogy, because French in the province is transforming. And that's actually the name of our website, Transforming FSL. There's been a huge shift in changing it from learning about the language to learning to use the language and getting the emphasis off perfection in grammar. We want students to come out of French at whatever grade they've come out of French and be able to say, I can speak a little French, je peux parler un peu. And that un peu can grow to a little bit more and a little bit more. We want them to have confidence in speaking and competence and be successful with it. And so there's a huge change going on in the province. And at the provincial level, they'd make connections with other provinces. Even France is interested in how we are teaching French in Ontario, so that students see it as a participatory class where they're speaking French, they're communicating, they're sharing a message. And this means that sometimes the grammar is not going to be that front piece like it has been. And translation, that method of pedagogy has really, really shifted. So a lot of parents might be thinking, but I did that. But that's not where we're at anymore, because we want students to have confidence in being able to speak. That's a huge shift in how we're teaching the language. That happens in core French, which is the regular French that all students take, and it happens in immersion as well.
This more personal and practical approach to French teaching has been very successful in the Upper Grand District School Board, but it does create challenges for accommodating students. Catherine Cooper.
At the Upper Grand District School Board, there is growth in French immersion right across the board. And in fact, in all of Ontario right now, the demand for French immersion is increasing. And there are concerns that, in fact, we're going to run out of school spaces. And the reason for that is that when you have a dual track school specifically, you end up getting more and more French students moving into that school, so then you move away from 50% English, 50% French, and it continues to grow to such a point that English students are displaced out of that school into a different school, so that you end up with a French center. We've seen that in the city of Guelph, and it causes a lot of movement of students, and we don't like to see that.
The issue of accommodation can be complex, with shifting demographics, evolving school board policy on French immersion, and other factors. The Upper Grand District School Board is an interesting case study in this area. Just to the north of Erin lies the much larger town of Orangeville, which has been slower to develop a French immersion program. As a result, Orangeville High School students have been bused into Erin to attend Erin District High School in the French immersion program. But recently, Orangeville has been developing their own French immersion program, which portends changes to come. Catherine Cooper explains.
So the relationship between Orangeville and Erin is a longstanding one. So back in 2009, we had over 200 students coming from Orangeville going to Brisbane Public School so that they would attend kindergarten to grade 6 French immersion there. And in 2009, there was a decision by the board to open a new French immersion program in the town of Orangeville. They'd never had one before. So those 200 students went back to Orangeville, and for a period until those children got into grades 7 and 8. The 7 and 8s were coming into Erin Public School to go to grade 7 and 8 and then on to high school. Now there's a program in Orangeville from junior kindergarten right through to grade 8, so the kids still come from Orangeville to high school at Erin District High School. It's interesting, by 2021, there's such a growth in the Orangeville program that there will be more children coming from Orangeville to Erin District High School, at least 80 of them, than there will be coming from Erin in the French immersion program going to Erin District High School. So at that point, I know there's going to be some questions around, do we bus the larger group to the or the smaller group? And that's an ongoing worry.
Machinalement deux assiettes, et puis d'un geste dérisoire, les décors de jolies serviettes.
Sandra Pellucci is a parent with two children in the local French immersion program. In addition, she is helping chart a way forward for French immersion in the Upper Grand District School Board. So Sandra, tell us about your involvement in this area.
I'm part of the French Boundary Review for the Upper Grand District School Board. I'm one of the parent reps for the Township of Erin, and we're just getting information and trying to figure out what the best solution is for our program, for the French program in our community. So we started in the beginning of the spring, and I believe as of January 26th, our recommendation will be going to the board, and then we'll take it from there.
So tell me how your kids are finding French immersion.
Oh, they love it. They really enjoy it. They've embraced it. They're doing really well. It's great how, especially a child's brain works. They're able to take in all this information. I don't know how they do it, but they're fluent in both languages. And I did notice that fairly early on in the program. By grade 1, 2, they were pretty much fluent, and even in written and in reading as well. So I'm very happy with the results. And I can only say for Brisbane right now, because my eldest son just started grade 7, but he's really loving Erin Public as well. But Brisbane has been, the staff, the quality of the program has been excellent.
Sandra's story is typical of other conversations I've had with local parents. And it seems that active parent involvement and engagement is very important to the success of the French immersion program. Not all parents have time to get involved in policy review, but the ones I spoke to were as involved as they could be with their children and the schools. But while the French immersion story in the Upper Grand District School Board seems to be a success, things are not quite so rosy in other jurisdictions. For example, in the neighboring region of Peel, there is not enough space for parents who want their children to be taught in a French immersion environment. And other school boards across the country face the same problem. And when demand exceeds supply, a perception of elitism can appear, a rift between those kids who make it into the program and those who don't. This and other issues around French immersion teaching prompted the Calgary Board of Education to commission a study about French immersion. They found, for example, that French immersion is not only for students with excellent academic achievement. Researcher Fred Genesee notes that children who could be at a disadvantage in immersion have shown the same linguistic development in their mother tongue and the same academic achievement as children who are disadvantaged in English-speaking environments. Students who have lower than average academic achievement have achieved the same oral proficiency and oral comprehension levels as students who have above average academic achievement. The study also looked at the question of gifted children and whether French immersion satisfied their need to be challenged. What they found was that gifted children need as many level-appropriate learning opportunities in late immersion as they would in a regular program. Therefore, simply being in immersion will not guarantee these children enough opportunities for enrichment. They will need challenges whether they are in immersion or not. Such students are not given more work, but rather work that presents different cognitive challenges. Parents also have questions about special needs children, and results show that children with special needs, such as learning or behavior problems, will succeed in immersion just as they will in the regular program, assuming that they receive the necessary help, that is, the same help they would get in an English language program. While researching this project, I found the recurring criticism of elitism and exclusivity. But this applied only to regions where French immersion was not available to all students. And while there may be some lingering belief in our local area, the Upper Grand District School Board is doing its best to mitigate this perception. Roger Siegel.
Traditionally, in the past, French immersion through the 70s, through the late 60s, 70s, even 80s, was somewhat regarded as a privileged or almost elitist program, and a lot of people still have that perception of French immersion, and that might be because additional money is spent on resources for teachers and students. There was also a sense that immersion programs pooled the brightest kids, the kids who could handle the program, and therefore it was somewhat exclusive. But that simply isn't the case. Through the standards and educational philosophies of inclusive practice, which is French for all, we differentiate, modify, accommodate programming for any student according to their needs. And on the other end of the spectrum, parents of gifted children often thought, well, I will send my children to French immersion because they're going to receive a harder program. And that isn't necessarily the case either. French immersion doesn't provide necessarily more difficult work, just work that presents different cognitive challenges to the child. So it's not necessarily enrichment for a gifted child, but a different way of working their brain.
Well, I think we've heard enough from the adults. Let's hear from some of the Aaron kids who are taking French immersion right now.
My name is Riley Benville, and I've been in French immersion since I was in preschool. I really like how it opens up more job opportunities. I was recently hired, and I found that I can talk with a lot more customers because I have the French immersion. When I'm older, I want to be a commercial airline pilot, so the French will really help me get into that.
If you're in French immersion, you have a better chance of getting a job because people see that you speak different languages.
I'm Josh, and I've done French immersion at high school for 2 years now, and in total, I've done it since kindergarten. When I get older, I want to be a RCMP officer.
My name's Vanessa, and I've been taking French immersion since I was in kindergarten. And I think in high school, you have to take core French anyway, so why not just go all the way and do the French immersion? I wanted to be a lawyer, so it's like really helpful, especially in Canada.
I am in fifth grade, and yes, I would like to keep on doing it until the end of high school.
Well, I've been in it since my first year at school, but it's a lot of fun, and I think it's really good because we can learn a different language, and when we're older, we can have the chance to go somewhere where people speak French.
I would agree with him. I think that learning French really helps us develop, though the grammar is difficult.
Well, I think most of us can relate to that. It can indeed be difficult, Maya, but your teacher assures me that you're a good student. So hang in there. And for parents across the country who are thinking of putting their children into French immersion, I can only suggest that you do your homework. Find out what's available in your local area. Talk to parents who have been through the program with their children. French immersion may not be right for every child, but it appears to be right for most of them.
Séverine, Séverine, dans mes rêves, je t'ai trop bouffé. Désolé, mais je dois partir. Je voulais vous dire.
For more information on the Rendez-vous de la Francophonie, which is an annual celebration in partnership with La Fondation Canadienne pour le Dialogue des Cultures, the National Campus and Community Radio Association, Community Radio Fund of Canada, and this station, visit www.ncra.ca/RVF.